amazing people, and welcome to another episode on the Gist with Melody podcast, your one-stop podcast for fun, gist, and entertainment. And I am your host, Melody, and I welcome you to another amazing episode of the series Lessons in My 20s. In this series, I get to talk about and share the lessons that I have learned and still learning as I approach the age of 30. So I need to clarify something before I move forward, because someone did ask me this, and I feel that a number of persons might still have this question. So someone was asking me, are you clocking 30 this year? I said no. So the person was wondering, so why are you doing this? I said, do I have to be 30 first before I do or talk about lessons in my 20s? For me, I don't think I need to be 30 before I share these lessons. I mean, these are things I already talk about. These are things that I already share, especially to those who are coming behind me, my younger ones, those people around me, my colleagues, people who care to listen, right? Or who do ask me for an advice or two or a suggestion or an opinion about something. And I thought to not only just leave it at that, you know, to have like a compilation in that sense where people could, like a resource material, if I can put it that way, where people can go and listen. So that is the essence of me doing this series, not because I am clocking 30. I'm not 30 yet, okay? But I'm getting there. All right. Thank you once again for coming and listening from wherever in the world you're listening to me from. Make sure you let your family and friends listen to these episodes. Let them learn from it just as you, I believe, is learning from it. Okay. Now, on today's episode, one lesson that I've learned is that you are your strongest supporter. You are your greatest supporter. Now, if you do not believe in yourself, no matter how much people believe in you, you would do next to nothing, or you would not be able to reach the fullest potential or the maximum potential that you are supposed to get to. That is why I did learn that and got to believe that. There are so many things that I've done. Because the reason why I've come to realize this is because there are so many things that I have done and I was able to do because I believed in myself. I knew I could do it and I went for it, despite the fact that I did not have support from people who were closest to me, right? Having support of people who are close to you is important, but nothing is as important as you believing in yourself, you supporting yourself, and you knowing that you can actually get something done. You need to actually believe in yourself. Now, this is a lesson that I learned both in the good and I would say in the not so good way. One of the things being that one time I was supposed to get an opportunity. Everyone around me believed that I could do this, they were so certain. They were pointing out all the strengths in that sense that they believed I had to pursue this career, to pursue this opportunity in that sense. It was a job opportunity. But I could not see the possibility of me working there. It doesn't mean that I couldn't do it. Of course I could do it, but it felt like it's not something I could do. I felt like I had not grown to that extent where I would be able to do that. So for that reason, I declined that opportunity, and that opportunity went like that. Who knows if maybe I had gone for that, right? I would have been in a bigger place. Who knows? Well, we would never know, because it is not something that I explored. But that was because I didn't believe that I could do it. So despite the fact that I had people around me who were telling me, you could do it, you can do it, is it not you that you did this, people were literally counting the things that I had done relating to that work opportunity, but I just could not see it. So I didn't go for it, right? On another hand, there have been so many things that I've been able to do just because I knew that I could do it. And despite the fact that there were so many not so good feedback and responses from people telling me, oh, you're wasting your time, you're not supposed to do that. I think you should do this. I think you should do that. Now, these people around me does not mean that they mean bad, but it just meant that they could not see what I was saying, or they could not really come to understand at that point in time what it was that I really wanted to do. So I did not allow that deter me, and I went for it. And it's doing well. There are some that I did for a while and I stopped doing them, right? But in essence, all I'm trying to say is that at the end of the day, whether or not you have supporters who believe in your dreams, whether or not you have people who are there to be your strongest defenders or cheerleaders, at the end of the day, it all boils down to you. It all boils down to, do you believe that you can do it? Do you believe that you have what it takes to go for that opportunity, to pursue that adventure, to go for that thing that you've always wanted to do, to pursue that passion, to go in that career path that you've never ventured into, to try something new, to go to a new state or a new country that you've never gone to before, just to pursue something or someone, you know? The whole thing boils down to you. Do you believe you can do it? Do you know that you can do it? Do you believe you have the potential, the capacity to be able to do this? Because if you believe in yourself, trust me, you will go really, really far. Having cheerleaders around you will help you, but not if you do not believe in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, even if you have cheerleaders around you, there's only so much you can do. But if you believe in yourself, even if you do not have cheerleader, you will be your greatest cheerleader. You will keep at it because your motivation in that sense is coming from within, not only from outside your environment. I hope that this lesson teaches you, you know, to work on believing in yourself, to work on getting better, work on your skills, work on your mind, you know, be open to learning and work on yourself to be a better version of yourself. Remember that you are not in competition with anybody. You're only in competition with yourself in being better. See that you're better than how you were or what you were the previous day. Okay, thank you so much for coming to listen to my podcast. Make sure you share this episode and every other episode of this series. Let everyone come to listen. Let everyone learn a thing or two, just as I believe that you have learned from this episode. Until the next time that you get to hear from me. Bye.